Now, most cell types in our body are being constantly replenished, but we do still get old. A subpopulation of cells are said to undergo senescence. That's where chemical controls kick in and stop them from dividing to produce new cells. When we're young, these are then cleared out by the immune system, but as we get older, they start to build up in our tissues. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester suggest that these cells may play a very important role in diseases of old age, as Mira Senthilingam found out when she spoke to Jan van Dersen.
So we basically set out to test whether senescent cells, which are really cells that accumulate in some mammalian organisms over time, were suspect of contributing to age-related disease. So we wanted to test whether that was really the case. All we did essentially was design an animal model in which we could clear these so-called senescent cells. We had two approaches. One approach was to do it lifelong, start at an early age and keep doing it for the rest of the life of the animal. And then the other way was to first have the animal age so that the age-related disabilities and disorders would be present, and then clear the cells and see whether there would be any beneficial effect of their clearance.
And whereabouts are these cells actually found? Are they throughout the body?
Yeah, they're found in most tissues and organs. They are really thought of as cells that are accumulating as a result of an anti-cancer defense mechanism. So if a cell becomes damaged to a degree that it is likely to develop into a tumor cell, this process of cell senescence is activated. And basically what it is, it makes these cells stop proliferating as a way to prevent the formation of tumors. The side effect is that you start accumulating these cells in tissues and organs, and they're not just innocent bystanders at that point. Because this process of senescence really changes the profile of proteins that these cells produce. They start producing and secreting inflammatory cytokines, growth factors, proteases that chew up parts of the surrounding cells. So basically, the secretory components of senescent cells make the life of the neighboring cells much more difficult. So although the senescent cells are relatively small in numbers, maybe a couple of percentage of the total number of cells in a tissue or organ, but their negative effects are quite widespread.
And how did you set about removing these cells?
We took advantage of the knowledge that tumor suppressor gene, P16, is really expressed in most of these senescent cells. It actually is thought to play a role in the conversion of a normal cell to a senescent cell. So we use that to make an artificial gene, kind of a suicide gene, driven by that same P16 promoter. So whenever P16 expressed, we would also express this suicide gene. But the suicide gene is present, but it needs to still be activated by a drug. So senescent cells that express the suicide gene would still not die until we would expose the cells to a synthetic drug.
And what were your key findings then with regard to the presence of these cells and their effect on particular age-related disorders? And which disorders did you see an effect with?
We needed to test this experimental system, and we did that on a so-called progeroid mouse model. This is basically mice that have low amounts of this protein BOPR1, and they age about five times faster than a normal mouse. So now the phenotypes in this accelerated aging model, that the aging-related disorders are sarcopenia, which is basically muscle wasting, also the loss of fat, both fat deposits in the body and subcutaneous fat, and the subcutaneous fat loss typically gives us the wrinkled skin. Yeah, the third hallmark of aging was the formation of cataracts, which is seen in about 25% of people above 65. So we looked at these three aspects because we knew that in those aging processes, the gene P16 was expressed. indicating that in those age-related processes, perhaps B16-positive senescent cells would play a role. We saw that lifelong clearance really can either prevent or delay those age-related disabilities. When we would treat late in life, when those disorders were already present, we could halt them or slow them down from that moment on.
What are the hoped applications of this then?
Yeah, so a lot of work needs to be done, but this mouse model can be used to really try to figure out what would be the best strategy of removing these cells. Would that be continuous, or would that be once every year or once every so often? Would it be advantageous to do it at a late life? We agree that, you know, lifelong treatments are not really desirable, but could also imagine that this is kind of more like a spring cleaning that you do every so often.
Jan van Dersen speaking to Meera Senthilingam, and you can read more about that work in the journal Nature this week.